of Iranian and English news, with me, Nima Chitsas. Millions of Iranians thronged the streets across the country on Wednesday in a show of support to the justice-based Islamic system and to renew their allegiance to Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The huge rallies were also held to renew allegiance to the ideals of the founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the late Imam Khomeini, and to condemn the desecration of Ashura, which marks the martyrdom anniversary of the third infallible Imam of Prophet Muhammad household, Imam Hussein, peace be upon them all. My colleague Omid Haydari has this report.
Another show of support. In yet another show of a strong support to Iran's Islamic system, millions of people held huge pro-government rallies in the capital Tehran to renew allegiance to the Supreme Leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and to the principle of Islamic jurisprudence. In Tehran, people from all walks of life voiced their strong support for the country's Islamic establishment. The rallies were also held to commemorate the third day after martyrdom anniversary of the third infallible Imam of the Prophet household, Imam Hussein, peace be upon them. Today's rallies came 3 days after a group of rioters, whom are linked to foreign-based hooligans, hijacked the holy revered religious day of Ashura and chanted the slogans against government officials and damaged public properties.
As you know, every Iranian knows that there's some activity against our nationality, against our religious activities here, and every Iranian has to come here and attend about his beliefs, and we believe that Muharram Ashura is our aim, as is all the things that we have in Shias and Muslim has in this situation. And we are here defending from the Ashura's religions.
Demonstrators carried red and green flags and chanted pro-government slogans as well as slogans against global arrogance. Senior cleric Ayatollah Ahmed Alamul Huda told demonstrators in Tehran that the war that Iranian nation is fighting is a war against opponents of the Islamic jurisprudence, which is a principle in Islamic system. Ayatollah Alamul Huda called on all the people to protect Iran against those who are spreading a soft war in the country.
Brothers and sisters, you should know that a war is a war. A soft war has been spread to our country. You brothers and sisters are the soldiers of protecting the country against the soft war. You should take this war seriously. Be sure that the enemy is attacking. The enemy should be your main target. From now on, we should not be passive. It is not right that a bunch of useless and impure people which are hired by the enemy commit a mean crime, and we passively just come to the streets. From now on, we should take the initiative.
In Tehran, crowds also burned American and British flags and chanted death to America and death to Britain. People swarmed downtown areas, including Tehran's Inqilab Square, chanting the slogans and waving placards in support of the government. They sang out, "All free will leader, we are ready," in reference to the Supreme Leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei.
I would like to say that these enemies must open their eyes to see the crowd thronging here just for their leader. I'm daughter of a martyr. I would not let these unknown groups to ruin Ashura rituals. I will not let these groups to convulse the country by imposing wrong ambitions. I'm sure that these groups can do nothing. They follow those elements who are broadcasting anti-Iran programs. You know, these satellite televisions can also do nothing to Islamic values in Iran. Today, the Western states' happiness is transient. They should not look forward to incidents such as illegal gatherings by rioters, because the Iranian nation is too strong to be defeated with such very weak actions.
A statement from the government said, the offensive slogans have made the pious Iranian nation and the Zionist world happy. And in practice, they, as pawns of the enemies, have furnished a red carpet for the foreigners who are aiming at the nation's security. It said, the knowledgeable people of Islamic Iran will once again put the lackeys of global oppression in their place and will blind the eyes of sedition. People reacted angrily after supporters of foreign-based hooligans used Ashura as one of Islam's holiest day to protest. They condemned Sunday's rioting as desecration of Ashura.
They have negligibly used Ashura as an opportunity to damage Islam and Iran's leadership. They came to fight Islamic values, but fortunately, these groups shattered their dignity by their own hands.
We know these groups are opposed to Islam and the leadership in Iran.
The demonstrators in Qom, Arak, and Shiraz, among other cities, shouted, "Rioter, hypocrites must be executed," and held up banners reading, "We sacrifice our blood for supreme leader." Mehdi Aboudi, our colleague in the southern city of Ahvaz, has this report.
Alongside with other parts of Iran, southwestern province of Khuzestan also witnessed rallies in condemnation of Ashura Day incidents.
"We are here to support our leader and Islam. We are with the leader until martyrdom."
Chanting slogans and holding his pictures, the protesters declared their support for the supreme leader of Iran. They also wanted the judiciary to bring to justice those who were involved in Ashura Day unrest.
Today's protest was held after a statement of the Coordinating Council of Islamic Propaganda was issued on Monday, calling the followers of Ashura to stage rallies to nullify the plots of enemies of Islam and the Islamic Republic of Iran. "I'm here to condemn disrespecting Imam Hussein and his mourners," this lady told me. "And I want to say that all Muslims who saw the pictures are now mourners." Many clerics, political figures and governmental organizations have condemned what happened in Ashura Day. Iran's parliament speaker called on Tuesday for the most severe punishment for what he called the desecrators of Ashura, and slammed US and British officials for their reactions to Tehran unrest. Also, Iran's foreign minister summoned British ambassador to Tehran after Miliband's remarks. Mahdi Aboudi from the city of Ahvaz.
Now, Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, stated on Wednesday that the Western countries' interfering stance towards recent events in Iran have their roots in sheer malice. Speaking at a meeting with members of the Union of Students Islamic Association in Europe,